This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1257, How the Letter S Ruins Your Scores.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and Aubrey Carter, the IELTS whiz. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our two-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Can one letter ruin IELTS grammar scores? Unfortunately, yes, it can. Today, we share a student question about plurals and two common student mistakes with the letter S that can be devastating to IELTS scores. On IELTS Energy, we're always telling you to listen to more natural native English. This improves your listening skills so you can follow along more easily on the test. And it improves your speaking skills because you can copy how natives talk. Wouldn't it be amazing if this natural native English you're listening to also taught you vocabulary, grammar, and speaking strategies? That's what our All Ears English podcast does. Open your search bar and type in All Ears English and hit follow for fresh, fun episodes every week. See you there. Hey, Aubrey, how are you?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am feeling so honored and delighted and special because everyone, Aubrey just ordered three bookmarks from me that I get to make for her, and I feel so great.
I'm very excited about them. Jessica started making these cool wood burning. What do you call them? Wood burning? Is that right?
Yeah, wood burnings. Yeah. Okay.
And they're these little bookmarks, and she started an Etsy shop. I'm so excited about it. So I'm ordering three for my sister and her husband and my daughter, and I'm excited about it. It's such a cool gift, especially I have this idea of putting it, because some of them are kind of related to books, to put mm-hmm. it in the book and give the book as a gift. I love it. I think it's the best.
That's what I was thinking. I thought, because I have all these ideas for like the themed ones. Like all I've done so far is The Shining and Harry Potter, but I'm going to do other like book themed bookmarks. And I want to like somehow sell it as a package with the book because that would be so cool.
The possibilities are endless.
I know.
This is so fun.
All right. So we are digging in to one specific letter today. I would say this one letter kills more IELTS scores than any other letter in the alphabet.
Than any other letter. Absolutely. This letter creates more mistakes, guys, than any other letter in the alphabet. Absolutely.
So it is that darn S. It is so pesky. We're going to talk about how it hurts your scores in listening and speaking today with lots of examples. So definitely listen up today, guys, because you're going to get some really great tips, especially for listening. I must say that will really help increase your listening score like immediately.
Yes, absolutely. So we're first going to share a question that was asked by one of our Three Keys students. And I love this because I happened to see the question this morning, like a minute after it was posted, and was able to answer right away. And then the student immediately was like, thank you for answering so quickly. I'm like, that's nice. Awesome. When you can get your answer within 5 minutes, right? How about that for
no
service?
Kidding. Oh my gosh, guys, can you imagine just like carrying Aubrey in your pocket?
Ideal. Who could want anything else?
I want a little Aubrey in my pocket.
That's I'll make jokes, so guys.
Okay, but really, like Aubrey is in there in our Facebook group answering students' IELTS questions all the time. So having that access to such a trusted tutor, coach, right? That is invaluable when you're preparing for IELTS because you could be studying something and hit a sort of roadblock. And without the answer or solution to what you're wondering about right now, you cannot move forward. You cannot keep studying. So that's why it's so helpful being in the Three Keys Facebook group, because you just post that
question, get your answer super fast. I mean, Aubrey does sleep and take weekends off, so keep that in mind. But otherwise, she will answer very quickly.
That absolutely happens to me, though, where I will like need an answer for something. And I have a million other things on my to-do list, but sometimes I just get stuck. I'm like, I really want it. That's priority, though. I need that answer. I need to figure that out before I can move on.
Yeah.
So I can imagine that would be really tricky for students. That's such a good point. That totally happens to me.
I mean, that's why doing this on your own is so hard. That's really a theme this week, why like studying for IELTS by yourself can be so difficult. But guys, that's why you're here with us on this podcast, because you are not alone. You have us. So let's get to this first question. Aubrey, what was the question?
Okay, so first, hello, Jessica and Aubrey. I have a question about spelling in listening. If we are not sure about whether the answer is car or cars, is it correct to write the plural in the brackets, like car and then in parentheses an S? Thank you in advance.
I love this question on so many levels. Like I really love how the student is like thinking outside the box, you know, like how can I make sure, like, what can I do to get this answer right? Like, are there any little like ways in that I'm not aware of that will ensure more correct answers? And I love that this student thought of this option himself. It's fantastic. Right. It's
because
wrong.
If that were
fantastic.
Allowed, like, oh my gosh, it would make it so much easier. You wouldn't
awesome.
Have to worry about plurals and grammar. Unfortunately, like you just said, no, you can't do this, guys. Like the grammar matters on the listening exam, and whether there's an S or not affects the grammar, whether it's a yeah. plural or subject verb agreement. And so you can't choose and you cannot put the S in parentheses. You have to pick car or cars, which one is correct for that answer.
Exactly. So it's not just a listening comprehension test, guys. It is a grammar test. It is a spelling test. All of these things have to be correct for you to get the answer right. Okay. So yeah, you're never, ever going to have parentheses in a listening answer. I'll tell you that right now, like 100%. You're
blanket
never going to have parentheses. I love that this person thought of a solution, though. That's so cool.
Very creative. I agree. And we
creative.
Also wanted to point out in the question, they capitalized car and cars. You may have heard this before from us on the podcast, but we want to make sure for those of you who haven't heard this, that you can write in all caps. All
yes.
of your listening answers can be in all caps.
And reading
as well, which in some ways is really smart, because mm-hmm. if you miss a capitalization of a proper noun, if you're not using all caps, that would be incorrect. Whereas if you're using all caps, that's one thing sort of like this student was thinking of, like, what's a way I can make this easier for myself? Write yeah. in all caps. That's a way.
We highly suggest doing that. Yeah, for sure. And last little tip here in the listening before we move on to speaking, guys. If you are unsure whether the answer is singular or plural, always assume plural. Okay. Because there are way more plural noun answers in listening than singular noun answers. All right. It's those are the facts. That's just what it is. So if you're not sure, right? If you are sure, trust yourself. If you're like, I know this is a singular noun, I heard the answer, I'm going to write the answer that I heard. Go for it. But if you are unsure, guys, always add an S in listening, because the likelihood that you will get it correct is much higher than if you don't put an S. All right.
Absolutely. And don't forget to check the grammar of that. Like if it's a fill in the blank,
right.
Remember that if you're not positive that you heard it correctly, read the sentence. It needs to be correct grammar for what you're filling in. So remember, you can match the grammar to what's already there. Use your context clues. Use what you have.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Let's get into speaking.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
All right. Okay. So this also definitely matters for IELTS speaking, right? In our live group classes, I feel like the pronunciation issue or problem that I correct more than anything else is the lack of an S. And almost always, the student doesn't even realize they're doing it. It's coming from the accent, from their first language. Mm-hmm. And so they're often they're like shocked, like, what? You can't hear the S? I'm not saying the S. They don't even hear it.
Yeah, it's so tricky. I remember being a classroom teacher in Taiwan, and all the teachers did this. Like, I swear, every class, when we're correcting students who are speaking out loud, we're walking around class just going, zzz, to like remind them to add the S. So yes, it can be a grammar issue, right? Because a lot of times students will not conjugate the verb correctly. Subject-verb agreement will be wrong. They'll forget that S for, you know, the singular subjects, the third person singular, like he walk, she sing, right? They'll forget mm-hmm. the S and say that. So that's a grammar error. But sometimes, like you said, Aubrey, it is an accent issue, because there are a lot of non-natives who just sort of trail off at the end of a word. Like, if there are too many consonant sounds, they'll just not say the final consonant sounds. You know, that happens a lot. So not knowing where the mistake is coming from, it doesn't make it harder to correct, because like, we'll correct you anyways, add the S. But what that does mean is that it doesn't affect both your IELTS scores, right? Because the examiner can't know for certain if you are making the S mistake because of pronunciation or because of grammar. So we must assume grammar. All right. So in speaking, if you are missing out the final S on plural nouns and third person singular verbs, we will always assume it's a grammar mistake and we will dock that score.
Yeah, that's so good to know. I feel like that's such important insider examiner information. First of all, to know it's not affecting both scores, and to know like, this is a grammar. This is where we're worried about grammar, which does seem counterintuitive when it is often an actually a pronunciation issue or an accent issue. So really good to know, I think, for you guys that it's actually your grammar score being affected, and that this is something for a lot of you that you will have to be very consciously thinking about, recording yourself, listening for those S's, because mm-hmm. it's not something that's going that you'll even hear, right? Maybe you don't hear the mistake when others make it, not aware of it. And so this will have to be one of those things that you have to study very, not specifically, but very consciously, right? Purposely.
Yeah, yeah, totally. So a couple activities that you guys could do. First of all, realize where it's difficult, right? I think often it's difficult when there are consonant clusters, when there's more than one consonant sound at the end of the word. So for example, mountains, right? There's an N and an S. So a lot of students won't be able to fit all of those consonants in their mouth at the same time. I understand it's difficult. So what you have to do is really slow down and first of all, read out loud. And go overboard, over pronounce, over enunciate those S's. You really have to swing big and go overboard before you can like sort of self-correct and come back and sound more natural. All right. So really force yourself to go big on those final S's. So get a page from a novel, circle all the final S's on that page, read it out loud, focus on those sounds. Okay. Like for example, donuts, there's like a T and an S. A lot of students will just be like dona and like not even say the T, let alone the S. So really focus on the final consonant sounds.
Yes. And in a lot of languages, that's perfectly acceptable. In French, often the last several letters are not pronounced at all. That's not the case in English, right? We need to hear these final letters in order to know that the grammar is correct, especially those S's. So this is something that you're really going to have to think about. You're going to have to listen to your own speech, pay attention to this to make sure that you can get the grammar scores that you need on test day.
You know what would be another cool activity just occurred to me before we finish up today? Another great way to do this, guys, tackle it from the listening side first, because listening and pronunciation are directly connected, right? Like Aubrey said, if you're making this mistake and leaving off the final S when you're speaking, you're probably not hearing it either. Like that is often what is happening, mm-hmm. right? So listen to a podcast that has a transcript. Put it on, you know, like 0.75 speed, slow it down a little bit. And just for like 5 minutes, you know, not the whole thing, but maybe like 5 minutes, 3 to 5 minutes, listen. And while you're listening, every time you come across an S, like the person is saying the S, you're seeing the final S in the transcript, circle it. Right. So you're like actively like forcing your brain to hear and recognize these final S's, and then follow that up with production. Right. Read the transcript out loud, focusing on saying those final S's. I think that would be, that would like fix it right there. Yes. There we go.
Oh, so smart. I love that activity. I love that we've been able to give you guys actionable activities to fix this, right? The first step is to recognize you're doing it. And then second, right, do the work to make sure to be able to do this correctly, because that's so devastating for something small like this to affect your score.
So small, but like I would say almost every sentence is going to have a final S. So that's a lot of mistakes. All right, guys. All right. Super useful episode today. Thank you, Aubrey. And thank you, student, for asking that question. And we will be back here next week.
Awesome. See you next week, Jess.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.